Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 23rd, 2019. I'm your host, Justin Kaufman. This is the daily podcast making fun of the news, so you don't have to, but you want to. We all want to. Today was a tough day. We went all the way around the city, and I couldn't decide, hat or no hat. You know, you're right there. You're right in the 50s where it's like, oh, it's nice. It's not nice. Oh, what happens when you have no hair? Also, I just want to say this real quick. I got a sandwich yesterday at a local coffee shop in my neighborhood. It was $11. Paid with a debit card. No big deal, right? The bill came back to sign. It was over 12. I asked the woman. I said, what's this? She said, it's a non-cash fee. If you don't use cash, it's a dollar extra, $1.30 extra to pay. What? That's not a thing. Is that a thing? You can't do that. How are we so outraged about Jussie frickin' Smollett and no one cares that local coffee shops are dropping a dollar and a half on you without you even noticing for using a debit card? I get it the other way around, like the concept that everyone's moving to debit card, but these guys are moving against it, saying we're going to charge you if you use a card. I'm out. I ain't getting no sassy roast beef at that place ever again, I'll tell you that. They gone. All right. Let's get to the headlines. The brothers in the Jussie Smollett case are suing the Smollett. You know what? No! 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 I'm done with the story. That's it. No! Not doing it. Right? Pete, you're with me. I'm not doing it. I'm done with it. Pass. I'm outraged at the outrage. Kim Fox is recusing herself again, this time for Jedediah Brown. The activist got a battery charge on him for kicking and shoving police officers at a protest. The cops want her off the case because she took a selfie with him at one point, you know, like a good prosecutor does. So let me recap this. Cops arrested Brown, who said he didn't kick and shove. He said the police did it first. The known reformer in Fox was going to prosecute the case, and she is not a, quote, law and order prosecutor. So the cops were worried that they would look like bad guys, and so they got her off the case because of a selfie. Did I nail it? I think I nailed it, right? Sun-Times reporting that a Trump insider wanted to develop land in the South Loop, but couldn't come to a deal with... Tony Rezko. Oh, Tony Rezko's back in the news. Yes. Remember that dude? Is he in prison? Where is he? Is he dead? He's in prison. Dead. I don't know. I love that everyone tried so hard to pin Rezko to Obama. You remember that? Even going as far as to say he shouldn't even be talking to that developer. But with Trump, we're like, yeah, that sounds about right. That makes sense. Stanley's Produce is out after 52 years. This was a Chicago icon, especially if you love stale produce. What? That was their thing, right? Instead of going to the landfill, we'll charge you 50 cents for that peach. Not great on just abruptly closing their doors, but I guess when you're a produce stand, it's hard to do a prolonged everything's got to go sale, right? Get these pears before they turn. It kind of makes sense. No! Don't back that truck up with more grapes. We don't need grapes, man. When you're out of peaches, you're out. Tonight, AMC Theaters is starting a Marvel marathon. Do you see this? Showing all the movies from Iron Man to the new Infinity War, Endgame, Triumph. So for $12 a ticket and $40 in popcorn, you can sit in a sticky seat with strangers who probably take off their shoes to watch Thor: Dark World together. USA, USA. I might do it. I might do it tomorrow, like 2 o'clock. Just be like, go over there, and you know what's going to happen. You go over there right when it's, I don't know, the third Iron Man. You'd be like, nah, man. The only one of those movies I didn't really see was the Captain America Winter Soldier. I'd like to see that one. But you know what? I'll do what every self-respecting dude will do and press play on Netflix, because you don't need to go to AMC to see it. In weather, I think I will go with the hat. I think it's smart. In sports, Robbie Gould. We're going crazy for this kicker. Gold, the only Bears kicker we ever liked, not named Butthead, said he doesn't want to sign a long-term deal with the Niners, and he wants a trade. Then, ha-ha, boom, the Bears can pick him up. And how many missed kicks would it take for Chicago to turn on Robbie Gold? I say 15. I think the first 10 will be like, I don't know, you know, the wind was, the you know, so the field, the sod. Robbie doesn't miss. Right. The White Sox called up DeMonico yesterday. Boom, blowout win. Maybe it's time to send Eloy back down. Sox beat up the Orioles, and at the same time, Lucas Giolito goes on the IL. Still having a hard time with the IL, but take it. Cubs host the Dodgers tonight at Wrigley. How about that? That's going to be a jam, a nice traffic jam in and around Wrigley. Although they're serious about traffic around the park. Sometimes I could just take Clark Street to get north-south during games because they just wave you along like it's the Indy 500. They ain't even stopping you. They got the yellow dickie on, and they got those things that are like, come on through. So that's my little hack for you Chicagoans. If you need to get north-south on a game day, don't be afraid of Wrigley Field. I haven't done it in like 10 years, but still. In NBA action, did you know that Nikola Mirotic played for the Milwaukee Bucks? No, me neither. In Stanley Cup playoffs action, the Lightning got swept. The Capitals are out. Nothing makes sense. That's the problem I have with the Stanley Cup playoffs. I've been saying it for months now. All you got to do is get in because anyone can win. And that what makes it so frustrating that the Blackhawks didn't even get into the playoffs because they have a chance once you get in there. Home ice doesn't matter. How many games you won doesn't matter. Every time I turn on SportsCenter, they're like, and you know, the Winnipeg Jets, 5-3. And you're like, well, how did they win? How did the team that's under 500 beat the Tampa Bay Lightning? Whatever. Come on. I have a hard time giving respect to sport where dominance and home field advantage means nothing. You know, baseball's a little bit like that too, where you're like, oh, they're Wrigley, but anyone could win. Football is, and basketball too. Basketball probably more than any. And football too, but basketball, you're home, you're supposed to win those games. Most of the time you do, right? I mean, that's the idea. You get home, everyone's got those stupid clickers when you do the free throws. Clicker, clicker. Or one year the Bulls did that. The Bulls got like one of those clickers, they were handing them out. I'm like, that's not what you do in Chicago. That's what you do in Oklahoma City. We don't do clickers when the other team is shooting free throws. Let's, you know, we don't need Nelly every time you dribble up the ball. It's getting hot in here. The DJ who's also does Saturday mornings on B96. All right. And finally, North Coast has announced their lineup. The festival headliners are Bass Nectar and Major Lazer, but only if they can get out of their Legion of Doom meeting. Don't they sound like DC villains? Which one grows to the size of Solomon Grundy? Anybody? Now, Solomon Grundy. That's a DJ name. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live. Turn the beat up because they are produced by Wes Restless. You can give us free beats, too, so we can stick it to Spotify. P. Zimmerman at WGNRadio.com. See you tomorrow.